happens when I do mine.
Okay, anyway, we're fine. Let's begin. We're in the Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Chapter 21, Law 11. This is a very easy halacha coming up here. Basically, what we have over here is a kli cheres, an earthenware utensil that's open on the top. Okay, now, how do we save it from tumah? Only one way, samid pasul. But maybe we can come up with a clever way to do a tzamik pasul. Let's see how. Kidera, you've got a pot that's a kli cheres. Okay. Shikafa, that you've turned it upside down. Alpi hechavis, on top of a little barrel, that's an open kli cheres as well. You've got a barrel, that's a kli cheres that's open. So what do? You take a pot, invert it, put it on top, and it's perfectly matches, closes up right on top of the kli cheres. You're not done yet. Umeirech t'vunaseh, and now you seal
the
two rims to each other, so the top and bottom are sealed together. Fascinating. So you took two kli cheres, that each one by itself would take tumah in from the inside, and you seal them together face to face, so it's like this. So now matzelas al koma shibasoicha, it saves everything that's in the barrel on the bottom, al koma shibena ubein sipsos achavis, and anything, the area in the connecting area, it saves it, saves everything. So what the chiddush, I guess, is you can take two separate kalim, seal them together, and that by definition creates a sealed chavis, even though you didn't seal it with a seal per se, you sealed it with a utensil. So I might think maybe that wouldn't work, but the fact that you seal them both to each other, so they can effectively seal each other, that's not law. On the other hand, let's say you got this barrel over here, but instead of taking the top pot and putting it like this, you take the pot and you put it like this.
So
it's
inside or just on top?
No, just
it's on top. It's inverted. Inverted. Okay. Like a pot on a pot.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens then.
But do you seal?
We're going to get to that. Hold on. Yes. What if Hoshiva... one second. What if Hoshiva al piya chavis kedarka? What if you put the pot normally sitting upright,
stack it on top of it,
umerech, and you seal it? Ain't a matzelus. Doesn't say. Why? Ibnei shakatera mistama meavira, because the top pot is open on the top, so that becomes tummy. And now we plug in another rule. But wait a minute. But the top one is sealed to the bottom one. Shouldn't that help?
On the sides.
It's sealed. It still won't help. Why? The ain kli tame matzo. When the kli is tame, it can't save you. Kamosha Brano, as we have already explained in previous Rambams. Okay? So that's the point. Because if it becomes, now when you're putting them like this, they're one whole big kli. But if it's like this, this has to be tame. Once a kli is tame, it can't save what's underneath and does not help. Okie dokie. That's the end of the 21st chapter. Okay, moving on to the 22nd chapter. The basic thing we're going to discuss now is, okay, we're talking about a kli cheres that needs a tamid pasul to save it. Fine. Let's say you have a kli with a tamid pasul. Everything's fine. But wait a minute. Let's say, with a tzami puzzle, but let's say there's a hole somewhere in the kli.
Okay.
Now the question is, will that expose it to the fact that now the tumah will come in through the hole, notwithstanding the tzami puzzle? Remember, if you have an earthenware utensil that's open, becomes puzzle, the tummy, right away. Tumah comes in. Put a tzami puzzle, seal it, protects it. But what if there's a big hole at the bottom of the kli, side of the kli? What's going to help a tummy? Possible. Even if it's sealed at the top, but it's a hole on the side. So the question is, it's got to be a kli. So here's the point. The part that's sealed has to be a kli, a functioning kli. And if it's not, then it'll be makabel tumah. That's going to be the point of this. So we have all kinds of scenarios where there are holes in different places. That's the general idea.
Where the hole is.
Or a tzamid pasul, here's the point. A tzamid pasul only protects something that's defined as a kli. If it's not defined as a kli, the tzamid pasul
loses kli status.
Can't save it.
Kli with a hole isn't a kli.
So yeah, now the question is, how big? How big's the hole? Where's the hole? All bunch of scenarios.
It's on the side. So that's
what we're going to have to talk about. That's the general topic of this chapter. Okay. But first we start with a simpler concept. Okay. Shulei HaMechotzim. The base of a large vessel. In other words, you've got a vessel with a big base. And for whatever reason, the top of the vessel got chopped off, broken, whatever. All you got is this very nice, big, round part of the bottom of the vessel. Vishule karkos, or the floor part of a large vessel. Or, take out the vav, vishule karkos kalim, that's how you read it, take out the vav. Or the floor of a keli, where the top's been removed. Or let's say the walls concaved, and you only have the wall, a bit of a concave wall. So in other words, normally you've got a nice kli. So what do you got? You got everything chopped off from here. So you've got, basically, let's say you got this. Okay, that's all I got left. Okay, well, this is big enough to be makabel tumah. So now what if I now take a tzamid pasul instead of over here? This is my tzamid pasul here. I'm going to take the tzamid pasul and seal it to this shard, so to speak, that is sort of a utensil because it's a little bit receptacle-like at the bottom. And I'm putting a tzamid pasul on top, so you figure, I guess it saves it. Nothing doing. Ein matzilin b'tzamid pasul b'oin ha'meis. Even if you seal it shut, it doesn't work. Okay? Doesn't work because it's not considered a kli. The tzamid pasul saves a functioning kli. It does not save
a... It was a kli.
Yeah, but it's not a functioning kli. That's what I mean to say. It's not a functioning kli. Since it's not a functioning kli, even if you seal it, it's not going to help. So therefore, what do you got to do? You can fix it. What if kirsimum? What if you shave it? Visofam and smooth it out. Vasom kelim. And now you make it into a kli. I mean, right now it's like a broken piece. So putting it something's on a broken piece, that's going to help. But now if you fix it up and, you know, smooth it over and it's useful, then matzilim et tzamid pasul. Then if you put a tzamid pasul over what's left, that's okay. And here's the rule. She'ein matzil b'tzamid pasul ella kalim. A tzamid pasul only helps and protects a bona fide kli, not a destroyed kli. So if they have a halachic status of a kli, then tzamid pasul works. If it's not a halachic status of a kli, it can still become tame, it can still be makabel tumah, but the tzamid pasul cannot fix it up. Okay, straight off, easy halach. That's the basic rule that we're going to work with. Now he gives you another interesting spin-off of this. How about if you've got a nice barrel, perfect barrel, 100% good, but somehow somebody made a boo-boo, and instead of putting wine in the barrel or whatever, they put watery cement into the barrel.
Oh, boy.
Halfway.
That's a big mistake.
Halfway. Well, one thing's for sure, you can't use the bottom half of that barrel. But you didn't do it the whole way. So even though you kind of messed up the barrel, and the bottom half is useless, but I would imagine the watery cement will eventually harden. So I'm going to have use of half of the utensil. So the Kiddush is Kli Cheres, an earthenware utensil, Shenosim Bo Tit, that you put cement in Ad Chetzo, halfway. Lo Bitlo, does not nullify it from the status of a Kli, and therefore the Tzomit Pasul will help. Okay? The Im Hishkia Bo Esakelim. Now, if let's say you put a utensil goes in that, and now you put a tzomit puzzle over it, it will save any utensils that are in there. He says ad chetzo, until half. So the Rambam says ad chetzo, I'm imagining that if it would be half already, then it would not be good. That's what I would guess. He doesn't say anything more than that. Okay, so I guess so half won't work. Okay, now we're getting into holes. Now that's the next topic here. Gimel. Now he's giving you two different examples of holes. Kli cheres matzil b'tzomi puzzle. An earthenware utensil can be protected with a tzomi puzzle. Okay. Now the question is, how big is the opening that it is protecting? Okay. So, once I got to get this right now, I don't want to confuse this with the next halacha. Matzel b'tzomid pasil ad shini nokev b'motzi rimon. If it has a hole on the top, in other words, let's say you have a hole. You have a hole. Now, if you have a utensil with a hole, it's not going to work. Right? So, even if it's covered on the top, if it has a hole, it's not going to protect it. I believe this is the way he's going to explain the halacha. Let me just double check over here. Give me 1 second here. Which one are we on? Gimel Aleph? Yeah. Yeah. Now, ad she nokev b'motzi rimon. Let's say I got a hole that's more, it's big enough that you can get a pomegranate to go through the hole. Okay, not quite ad, up to, but not more. So now, if you put a tzomit puzzle over that, that will help it. Okay? So then, I think that's what he's saying. Yes, that's what he's saying. In other words, if you have a utensil that's closed, but it now has a breach, if the breach is up to the amount that you, the space, it could put in a pomegranate, the tzomit puzzle will cover it up and will fix it up. And if it's a gadol, if it's a very big utensil, we even let a bigger opening, atzi poches rubo, until it's up to half of it is damaged, a tzomit puzzle will cover it up. Okay? But more than that, it won't work. So let's see the example. Ketza, there's the example. Obviously, it's got to be covered on the top also. Because you got a hole, and then you're fixing the hole with a tzomit puzzle. Well, the tzomit puzzle only helps if the hole is only so big. If the hole is really big, then it's effectively not a kli anymore, even if it's covered on the top, right? In other words, the kli's been damaged. So I have a kli. Okay, now Tumah's going to go right in. So first I need a tumah puzzle on the top. Good, but now I got a hole on the side. So how am I going to fix that? I have to put a tumah puzzle over that. But how big of a hole can it be that the tzomit puzzle will protect it already? Because effectively, if the hole's going to be so big, it really isn't a kli anymore, and the tzomit puzzle can't help it. Just like we said in the first case, when the whole thing got chopped off, it just got a little bit, it's not a kli, tzomit puzzle won't help. You have to smooth it, sharpen it, fix it so it looks like a kli, the tzomit puzzle helps it. So how about now you got a hole in this utensil, And you have already have a tzomit puzzle on the top to save it on the top, right? Or let's say it was a kind of a kli that seals whatever. But now you got another hole. The top was the opening, so you covered the opening. But now you got a hole on the side. Okay, I'll put a tzomit puzzle over there. Yeah, but before I put the tzomit puzzle, is this still considered a kli? Because the hole damages the kli. Now the question is, how big of a hole? That's what I think he's saying. So now he's going to give you the ketzad. He's going to give you the for instance over here. Kli gadol. let's say a big utensil, shenivchas chetzio, that only half is missing, or a small utensil that's less than a pomegranate could go through, v'kivu tzami puzzle, that you originally put a tzami puzzle on the top, in general, and then v'sasa makom apchas b'tzami puzzle, and then the area the breach was, you also put a tzami puzzle, harei matzel, it'll save it. Even though it's not considered a kli regabi hilchas tuma, fascinating. There's different halachas regarding hilchas tuma and regarding saving things. So interesting. If it's a big utensil and half is broken, or a small utensil and less than a pomegranate can go in, it's not a kli to be mechabel tuma. But then again, you want to save something that's in there with a tzamid puzzle. So now, if it's not that big, and you covered it with a tzamid puzzle, it will save it. Even though it's not chashuv enough of a kli to be mekabel tumah anymore. But of a kli hamukav tzamid puzzle, but let's say you have a kli that has a tzamid puzzle. Stop. That's the first thing. So therefore, but if it be more than that, if it's more than half, or a pomegranate can go through it, then the tzamid puzzle won't save it. Because then regarding tzamid puzzle, it's not considered kli. So it's interesting, there's halacha hilchas tuma and hilchas tzamid puzzle. So he's saying if that's too big of a hole, even though you're covering up, then it effectively is like the very first case we said when the top got chopped off and that's there. That's what he's saying. On the other hand, how about avokli hamukav tzamid puzzle? But now let's go another case. What about a utensil that is covered on the top? Shoyu nokuv has a hole, o sadduk or a crack, velo sosam hanekev, and he didn't close that hole. Now the question is, how big of a hole will be considered a hole that's considered a breach or not? That's a different, could be a different measurement. We're talking about before, how big of a hole makes it not a kli. But here, how big of a hole does it make it that the tumah can go through? So, and he doesn't close it up. Nitma ve'ena matzel. It'll become tame and it won't be saved. But for kama yibaneka, but how big does the hole have to be if you don't cover it up? So the second case is where the top was covered with a tzamid puzzle, but the bottom just got a hole and you didn't cover it. The first case, we're talking about a hole and you covered it. Well, if it's a massive hole, then the covering isn't going to help. It's not a kli. It's not so massive and you cover it, you can still save it. Here, you have a tzamid puzzle on the top, but you got a hole on the side or the bottom and you haven't covered it up at all. So then it depends on the size as well. So what is it? How big of a hole do you need that will render it that the tumah will go through? So it depends what kind of kli it's for. If it's a food storage place, let's say you put apples in the basket, well, it could certainly sustain a small hole, no worse than a wicker basket, right? Certainly, the apples aren't going to fall out of it just because it's got a little hole in it. So what's going to be the measurement? Shiuro b'motzi zeisim. If the hole is big enough, then olives can go through it. Because now that's you need to make a shear. So olives is a pretty normal thing, just like we have the shear of kasayas and many other halachas. So you say if the hole is as big as a kasayas, okay, and it's effectively too big of an opening, it's not a kli anymore, and the tzamid puzzle won't help it. It's not an effective, usable kli at all. On the other hand, what is for drinks? Well, then you can't have very much of a hole at all. It has to be a very, very small hole. Shiur bikones mashke. It's a hole that's big enough that liquid can come in as opposed to go out. Because what do we know? Going out, even a smaller hole can go out. But if you get water to go in, it has to be just a little bit bigger hole. So if the hole is big enough that liquid can go in, then it'll be tummy.
Why did easier water go in than out?
I don't know, but it's harder for water to go in than out. Gravity, whatever.
No pressure.
Pressure.
It's where the pressure flows.
In other words, you've got a cup. If it's filled with liquid, a little hole, this liquid pressing down on it doesn't need as big of a hole. But when it's coming from the outside, there's no pressure. So it needs a little bigger hole. That's what they say. I'm not a scientist. If you're like pouring it in...
But you see, the pressure that it's going against, because there's air inside, so the air is obviously going to offer some resistance, where the other way...
It's minimal.
It's liquid to liquid. So liquid to liquid is a lot easier, Shelley, than liquid to air, because air provides some sort of block. Tell you what the pressure
is. On behalf, thank you very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
And he's going to say himself also, thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. It's okay. Go ahead. My pleasure.
This was the article of Antonio Tanda that just spoke here.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Okay. So if the liquid can get in, then that's the shear. Now, what if ha'osi l'kach l'kach? What if it's for both? It's for fruits and for liquids. Then matil nosot, we go l'chumra. And therefore... Obviously, it's very small. You don't need the big one. Now, ukeshi yinokev bekoines mashka, and if it can go now in, liquid can go in. Ain a matzah doesn't save it. Achi yista manekev until you plug up the hole. You don't need really a tummy puzzle. Anything. Well, that's effectively is a tummy puzzle. You just close up the hole, or achi yismoy, make it smaller. That the liquid could go out but can't go in. Or the same thing with the fruit case. If it's as big as an olive, just fix it so it's less than an olive. Then it's considered enough of a kli that it's considered closed. Okay? Good halacha? Okay, let's move on. Now this is where we should have had a picture, and we ain't got a picture. Alright. No pictures. I know there's no pictures. You'd figure they'd give you a picture, but they're not giving you one. All right, Dali. Tanur, remember that the ovens we had yesterday?
Yeah.
Shoisa Srida, it has that cover. Remember, it covers the klicheres. Okay. And it covers it over completely. Alpiv. And it's over the thing. Umukov tzami pasul. And you've cemented it together. Okay, so your stove is pretty safe insofar as the top. Okay, top is completely sealed. Now, v'nosun bolames, and now you're putting it into a house. It's got a mace in it. So far, so good. Ah, v'niska gataner. Now you get a crack in the side of the taner. The question now is, how big of a crack must you have for that to be a hole? That the tzomit pasul on the top isn't going to save it anymore. It's the same as gimel. We're just talking about a stove. We're talking about a crack in a stove. That can happen when you're cooking sometimes. It could crack. And there's a mace. So now once the crack happens, what's the size of the crack that the tumas mace can go in? That's the question. This is where I really would have liked the picture, so I'm going to try to get this. I mean, you're going to get the idea, but I don't know if I'm going to get it precise. If the crack would fill the space of the round side of a goad is the thing you get the animals to move with. It's long.
A plow here.
A plow.
The rod of a plow.
The rod of the plow. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Yeah.
The picture we had back in the 12th chapter was like a long stick.
Yeah.
Okay, now they're talking about now you have the circumference and then the diameter. Yeah. And the diameter is always pi, right? Pi d equals c, right? So it's about a third. The diameter is always a third of the circumference.
Pi, same thing. That's the radius.
Pi
d, same thing.
Yeah, so radius
pi
is half.
Same thing. Two times the radius.
2 pi r and pi d is exactly
the same. 2 pi r, pi d. Okay, so I went straight to the pi d.
2 times r is d.
Yes, okay, anyway. So I'm not. I can't visualize this. Okay, it's basically just telling you the size of the crack. That's all it's saying. But I just can't visualize it with the gold fitting in here. So he says, "Shu hekef tefach." If the circumference is a tefach, then the diameter is a third of a tefach. So he's saying the crack is a third of a tefach. If the crack is a third of a tefach, mitma tanur. So I guess he's saying, let's say this is a tanur. Okay, whatever. And okay, what's a tefach? Tefach is this big?
4 inches.
Okay, third of a tefach.
It's 1 1/3 inches.
Let's say it's this. Okay. So if the crack is a third of a tefach, now if it was a circumference, it would have been a whole tefach. But now it's just the diameter. Something like that. So if that is the diameter, theoretically the gold could go through. If a gold could go through. Because it's a third of a tefach. That's about, if we said a tefach is what?
It's 4 inches.
So it's a third, like a
1 1/3 inches.
1.3 inches.
Yeah.
So if there's enough of an opening that the gold could go through, I guess straight through. Maybe not straight through.
You took that crack and you made it into like a circle, you were saying?
But it's not a circle. It's not a circle.
It's just a crack.
Yeah, it's just a crack.
It's a hairline crack, but if you made that hairline crack into a circle.
That's what I think it is. That's what I thought.
No, you're saying it's 1/3 of that diameter. The crack is
not a... I'm not sure if he's telling me what the length of the crack is or the opening of the crack. I'm not clear what he's saying.
I can't imagine it's the length.
But then it's not a crack, it's a hole.
Exactly.
How is it a crack?
He's talking about a crack, but then a crack has to have a certain width to it to be a crack. It can't be connected.
But it's not very wide. It's not open very much.
It's as wide as the opening of the rod of a flower.
Yeah, I think it's as wide as the opening.
So then I don't know why he calls it a crack. Call it a hole.
No, but it's a crack, but the whole thing is open that way.
Okay, fine, but it's open, right. Open, yeah. not crack like this, so but crack.
Right.
Okay, so it cracked a big hole. Okay, so now it's big enough that the gold could go through. That's the main thing.
Yeah, so we're talking about 1 1/3 inches wide.
So imhaya asedek malopi amardeshu heck of tefach, if it's the diameter of a gold that has a circumference of a tefach, even though the mardeya can't go through, but exactly is the same size, but can't go through. It has to be a little bigger than that. As long as that size, then it's going to make it tummy. Anything less than that is tar. Okay? Fine.
Now, where do we get that measurement from?
I don't know.
Okay.
Now that's if the side of the stove. How about the top? What about the tzomit pasul? The shrida, the cover on that. What if there's a crack on the cover? Nisga shrida me'alpi kimlo pimardeya nichnas. What if the crack is in it, but now that it can go through, so it's got to be a little bigger. That the gold could go through, not just equal. So it's a little bit bigger. Then I raise that tame. That's tame. Pachas mikan, less than that, is not tame. And my commentary doesn't give the reason. But I don't know why it needs a little bit more. I'm not sure. Anyway, now, here I hope I get this next case. What if... So what if Haya Hasedek a goal? What if the crack is shaped like a U? Okay? And that, for sure, the gold isn't going to go through. Shaped like a U. But Ein Rona Sa'arach, we don't sort of say, well, if I would just take this part and straighten it out, you know, if I'd move the crack, then the goat could go through. Whereas there's a lot of space, but the goat can't go through. So if I would just theoretically say, well, let me just move the crack. I got enough space, but if I would straighten out the crack, the goat would be enough to go through. He says, no, ain't Rona, so we don't look at it as it's straightened out. Elishuro kimole pi mardeya nichnas. Only if the goat could go through. If the goat could not go through, it doesn't work.
Right,
even though it's more space, but not enough for a goat.
Because it gets smaller and smaller in the heat.
Yeah,
it gets smaller.
So again, I just don't understand.
It's not smaller.
This.
The crack gets narrower. That's it. Yeah, not all cracks is the same thing. So if it narrows, it's sort of like a tapered crack.
Well, that's good, sorry.
Yeah, so it's a tapered crack.
Yeah.
Tapered.
Okay.
So then it doesn't go through. But didn't we say that the stick doesn't go through? It's just wide enough to be equal to that diameter?
Okay, same thing, whatever. But he's saying, obviously, there's some measurement missing because it's bent out or something, or getting smaller.
Well, it's tapered. It's a crack taper.
So it's not going to work unless it's wide enough the whole way.
Ah, so it has to be the whole way.
Okay, we're going to stop it over here.
Thank you.
One more with the tanur. Shkoyach, everybody.